Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Hour number two. If you missed any parts of hour number one, I really encourage you to give it a listen. Rick Manning was our first guest. We talked about the abortion issue. We talked about the importance of faith. We talked about the significance of how do you call what they call reproductive health when the definition for reproduction is not ending a life? The definition for reproduction is just what it sounds like. It is the segregation of a portion of the parental body by a sexual or an asexual process and its subsequent growth and differentiation into a new individual. That sounds to me like being pro-life, but not according to those guys. Anyway, we talk about that, and then we talked with Donna Jackson from Project 21 Black Leadership Network as well. Get it all at the website, chosengenerationradio.com. Well, folks, I am incredibly pleased to have with me my next guest, and she is truly a force in women's rights without frontiers. Her organization, it's an international coalition to expose and oppose forced abortion, gendercide, and sexual slavery in China. She has been leading those efforts and just recently was at a conference dealing with the atrocities that are being committed by the CCP. But what's worse, and we have been calling it out, Chris Fenton has been on our program. We have spoken with Kay, who is the director of Finding Courage, and I've encouraged you to watch that film. Folks, we've called out Mark Cuban. I was giving out a cell phone number for Cuban. Of course, all it is it's just a promotional piece. But hopefully some of you use that to call out Mark Cuban. Eric Cantor Freedom of the NBA is calling out the NBA and LeBron James and Nike. I want to welcome Reggie Littlejohn to the program. Reggie, welcome. It's so good to have you.
So great to be here. Thank you so much, Pastor Gray.
Oh, my sincere pleasure. My sincere pleasure. Reggie, what the CCP is doing and getting away with is horrific. And I guess it's even more horrific to realize that American businesses are engaged in helping to fund this. Talk about how the CCP have infiltrated the boardrooms of America.
Okay, so I'm so glad you asked me that question. So I was on a webinar last Thursday, and the webinar is entitled, Are You Investing in America's Destruction? And the point of the webinar is this. Back in the Obama administration, with the help of Biden, a memorandum of understanding was agreed to with the Chinese Communist Party, which relieved Chinese corporations from having to comply with our securities laws, which were put into place for our protection. And so what that enabled to happen was for, I don't know how many hundreds of billions of dollars, for the Chinese companies to get from American investors, including lots of pension funds, are heavily invested in companies that are actually Chinese companies. And so the point of the webinar was, are you investing in America's destruction? That China has stated that they're in a people's war against the United States. We need to understand that the Chinese Communist Party is not our friend. They see us as an enemy.
Yeah.
And yet we are investing in them. And then my point was that there's something a doctrine that the Chinese government has, which is called the military-civil fusion. In other words, bringing the military together with civil society like a regular company, so that when American investors invest in a company that is Chinese, particularly a tech company, that company is required by the Chinese government to give up its tech secrets to the People's Liberation Army in order to help them become the most technologically sophisticated military in the world. So that's why the question is, are you investing in America's destruction? But the specific perspective that I brought to it, Pastor Greg, is not only are we investing in companies that may be related to the People's Liberation Army, Chinese Army, but also just investing in Chinese companies in general helps the Chinese economy. And what are they doing with their money? They are doing their atrocities. They're committing genocide against the Uyghurs. They're committing forced abortion under the new three-child policy. They're harvesting organs for transplant. I mean, they're committing religious persecution. They're committing genocide in Xinjiang. They're oppressing the Tibetans. They're doing their bad things in Hong Kong. I mean, the list just goes on and on. And so when we invest in them, when we give a boost to their economy and to their government, this is what they're using the money for. And so Americans are in a position of unknowingly financing or underwriting these atrocities. And that is morally reprehensible.
Well, and Christianity, the underground church, Falun Gong, the Uyghurs that you mentioned, they have a thing called organ vacations, where the wealthy and elite make a plan to go over there and get an organ transplant. And that all sounds, how nice. No. It's not nice, because there's somebody's mom, dad, brother, sister, daughter, son hooked up to a machine, and they are harvesting their organs until the inside of their body is empty. There's nothing left. And then they turn the machine off and they die. I spoke to a woman whose father-in-law was one of those victims. Goodness gracious, people, think about that. And the blood is on the hands of Americans, because it's our businesses, our business people that have gotten in bed with them, our political leaders that have gotten in bed with them. And they also have something, Reggie, that's called unrestricted warfare. That's a doctrine. They are at war with us. And they use every means necessary, and they're using every means necessary right now to force their communistic ideas and to take over all of our industries. Look at that meat plant and what they did in the Dakotas. People don't realize, but that was owned by China, Reggie. Owned by China. And what did they do? They shut it down so that they could cut our food chain supply.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. We get wooed in by cheap prices and cheap labor. And then what we don't think about is the fact that now that we're dependent on them, they could just cut us off or subvert us, like put bad things in, like, you know, getting so many of our medications from China, getting so much of our food, especially pork, from China. You don't want to be getting your food and your medications, and certainly not your military components, from your enemy. And we are just so dependent on them. We need to cut those ties.
Yeah.
Because if we don't, they will, just at the wrong moment, so that they can continue with their unrestricted warfare. I'm glad that you brought up that concept, because this is the thing. China has said that they are in a people's war with us. I don't know why, you know, our government is ignoring that. They consider themselves to be at war with us. Now, they know that the U.S. military now, but that, you know, they're trying to overtake us in military might. Right now, they know that the U.S. military is stronger than the Chinese military. They don't want to get into a direct, what they call kinetic warfare. They don't want to be, you know.
But at the moment, only because President Trump built it up the previous 4 years. Under Obama, things had nearly reversed. We had the weakest military we had had since World War One. I mean, stop and think about that. Truly, the analysts that I've spoken with talked about, it's only been the last 4 years, and Biden is doing everything he can to dismantle our military again because, you know, he's Pokem China Joe.
Right. So what they're doing is they're trying to infiltrate in every way. So one of the main ways they've infiltrated is what I mentioned, which is the U.S. capital market.
Yep.
And we opened the door wide open to them to come on in, and you don't have to abide by U.S. laws. So what that means is that they don't have any accountability. They don't have any transparency.
Mm-hmm.
And according to experts in the last year, because these companies are actually not healthy companies, and we are not able to even see their books the way we are with Americans, American companies, number one, American companies are at a disadvantage because they have to comply with the rules, which is expensive and time consuming, okay, which is not fair. And then number two, we can end up, you know, with losing a lot of money because these companies are not actually healthy companies at all. But that's just one way of their unrestricted warfare. Another way is trying to take over our media. Another way is, again, what we're talking about with the supply chain, with our medications, with our military components, with all, you know, gosh, I mean, you try to buy something online and it arrives and you see that, you know, most of your products are made in China. So I think we should have a law that says that where something is manufactured has got to be disclosed on an internet website, because a lot of people don't want to be buying stuff from China, including me, but you don't know where it's from, and then it arrives and it's from China, and Christmas is tomorrow, and you have to give the gift, you know? That's something I would like to see happen.
Well, and you know, something that the CCP has done is they have gone in, like in 2008 and 2001, and what they've done is behind the scenes, using certain fronts, and because they don't have to, follow our regulations, they've bought large portions of our debt. They've also bought large portions of investments in stocks. So they have major control. That's why things like the collapse of Evergrande is so significant. But China is allowing some of these things. The CCP are allowing some of these things to take place in an effort to collapse our economy. And again, this is all a part of what's referred to as unrestricted warfare. And we, the people, have the ability through our dollars, the volition of our money, what we support, who we support, to make a difference in how all of this takes place. They still need our money. Back with more Chosen Generation Radio right after this.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com. And use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And this is Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for tuning in. I so greatly appreciate it. Did you know Matthew 10 tells us, whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who's able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. I want to encourage you in this Thanksgiving time that God has a plan, has a purpose, and he's working it out. And he wants you to be a part of it. And you can through Jesus Christ, his son. If you've never professed faith in Jesus Christ, I encourage you to do that today. Simply pray this prayer. Father, please forgive me for all my sins. Take them away from me and help me to become the person that you created me to be. I desire to have relationship with you. And I ask Jesus Christ to become the Lord of my life. I put my faith in him and I believe on the promises that you've made. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, reach out to me and let me know. I'd love to hear from you today. And know this, we are God's chosen generation, chosen for such a time as this. And every day when you listen to the program and you hear the opening that we play, that is a reminder of who you and I are. God bless you and have a great rest of your day.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks again for being here. I know you have a choice, and we thank all of you for tuning in and listening. Reggie Littlejohn is with us. Again, she is the founder of Women's Rights Without Frontiers. You can find that at womensrightswithoutfrontiers.org, womensrightswithoutfrontiers.org. And we also want to encourage you to go over to genocidegames.org and sign the petition. And Reggie, talk to us about the Women's Rights Without Frontiers.org. And then let's transition also, because there's a connectivity there, to talk about what's going on with the tennis star that's disappeared.
My organization, Women's Rights Without Frontiers, I founded it, actually we're coming up on our 10th anniversary right now. So we're celebrating 10 years, and our focus has been stopping forced abortion and the sex selective abortion of baby girls in China. So just briefly, you know, forced abortion is continuing under the three-child policy because the new rule is every couple is allowed to have three children, so unmarried women and forced children are still forcibly aborted. So we are exposing and opposing that. We are the only organization in the world with a network on the ground inside of China that's actively saving baby girls from sex selective abortion, abandonment, and grinding poverty, and also abandoned, totally impoverished, and hopeless widows in the Chinese countryside. So we're an advocacy organization, and we're also a direct help organization, helping these baby girls and widows. But in terms of our advocacy for women's rights, one of the things that I've done in connection with the Committee on the Present Danger of China is to found a website called genocidegames.org. And I would encourage people to go there and sign the petition, as you mentioned, because the Chinese Communist Party is committing genocide against the Uyghurs. And one of the big ways that they are doing it is through forced abortion, forced sterilization, rape, and infanticide. That's why I got involved, because these are women's rights issues. But more recently, just like in the past 3 weeks, as you mentioned, there's a woman in China named Peng Shuai who has disappeared. And she is a major tennis star. I mean, she is one of the top tennis players in the world. And she accused a senior Chinese official of raping her and just disappeared after that. And she's been seen, but she's been seen under, you know, just weird circumstances. Like, you know, they will take her out to a restaurant and film her there. So we know that she's alive, but, you know, but the Chinese Communist Party said, oh, she's just at home resting. And to their eternal credit, the Women's Tennis Association has stood up to the Chinese Communist Party and demanded to know more about the safety of Peng Shuai, which is in contrast, for example, to the National Football League and how they've been kowtowing.
Yep.
You know, it's like,
yep.
You know, so we were part of the growing movement to boycott the games, and that movement is really growing now because of Peng Shuai. And my point is, a regime that disappears female athletes does not deserve to host the Olympic Games. We would like to see the games be moved, and there's a real growing call for that internationally.
Well, and we need to put some pressure on Serena Williams, Roger Federer, and Rafael Nadal, and ask them why they have not spoken out, because they haven't said anything yet.
Are you sure that Serena hasn't said anything? I'm going to have to look that up.
I'm looking at a Forbes article dated November 17th. Now, maybe since then she has, but according to this surprising fact, tennis stars Serena Williams, Roger Federer, and Rafael Nadal have not yet spoken out. They credit that Novak Djokovic has spoken out about it. Chris Everett has spoken out about it. French player Elise Cornet has tweeted about it. The WTA, of course, has spoken out about it strongly, which we're grateful for them. Their top official, Steve Simon, called for a full, fair, and transparent investigation into the sexual assault allegations against Zhang and the end of censorship against Ping. And so, and Forbes has, you know, has been following it and pushing it and updating their article regularly.
Okay, well, you know, if she hasn't spoken out, she certainly needs to speak out. She's a major, major voice in tennis, in women's tennis. So if she hasn't spoken out, we call upon her to speak out. But it's amazing how many people have spoken out, and that the Women's Tennis Association has taken a very strong stand on this issue. And there's another woman.
Okay, here we go. I looked it up, probably because Forbes said she hadn't said anything. It says a couple of days after that, she joined some of the top athletes and leaders and spoke out, saying she hopes that she's safe and found as soon as possible, and there must be an investigation. We must not stay silent. So good for her. Thank you so much, Serena, for stepping up and speaking out. Always, yeah. We always want to, folks. We always want to share the facts. So that's why I did a secondary search to find out if there had been anything that had been said. But yes, it says I am devastated and shocked to hear about the news of my peer Peng Shuai. I hope she's safe and found as soon as possible. This must be investigated. We must not stay silent. Sending love to her family during this incredibly difficult time. Back with more with Reggie Littlejohn. Well, actually,
are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.